your winning pitcher from game two, Nolan Prater, who also threw well today, obviously, not allowing any runs. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm sitting up here and, you know, eating granola bars and watching baseball. I could be moving big rolls of paper around at the paper mill or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's always it's a lot better to be up here than out there.
It sure is. Yeah, this isn't real work, is it?
If you love it, then
sure. Good answer. Well, tell me, you were in a battle with Ben Johnson today, pitching-wise. What was working for you? How did you wiggle off the hook so many times?
What was really working for me is I was really feeling my mechanics. My mechanics felt great. The changeup was feeling really good. Curveball was a little iffy, but I think I was really locating with the fastball. Felt great.
So at the end, you knew that when you seen Andy coming out, I guess I'm going to turn it over to Rico.
Yeah, I was completely fine with that. I had full confidence in Rico to finish up that game, and he did a great job at the end there.
You know, you seem to keep your head, man. There was a couple errors, behind you, and I know every pitcher is used to that. But in a one-run game, that's awfully hard sometimes. How did you keep your emotions good?
Yeah, it's tough to watch them make some errors, but I knew that the next ball, they always got the next one. You know, you just got to shake it off, and I believe in them to do that.
You realize that last error was a double play ball, right?
Yeah, but
it was two outs. You were out of the inning.
Yeah, it was all right, though. I love Porter. He was the shortstop that made that error, unfortunately, and I think he did great at short because he usually doesn't play there. So,
well, he was killing it out in left field the whole weekend, so I think he gets a pass.
Yeah, incredible left fielder. One of the best in the league right now.
Yeah, every time we hit the ball to him, I'm like, okay, you hit it to the wrong place, guys.
Yeah, he's got that place shut down over in left.
All right, Prater, give your shout-outs.
I first want to shout out my family back at home. All my family, my friends, and my girlfriend for always supporting me throughout whatever I do in this journey. I'd like to thank, my coaches for giving me this chance to perform today. And I'd love to thank my teammates for really backing me up out there. They really did a great job. It was a scrappy game, and I think they did a good job just holding it down back there.
Yeah, I love how you say hi to the woman before you do Andy. So that's that.